Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, talking to our regular guests from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection today. Michelle Reinen back with us, the Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. With her, Laura Sutherland is the Administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. So we'll be talking with them about holiday scams, and we will also answer your questions as well. And I hope you join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. But before we get to our experts, we have another expert with us, Cheryl Gasser from Wisconsin Public Radio. And she's with me to help talk about listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. This year-end member drive, think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed the WPR programs in 2020. And with 2021 around the corner, take action and give the programs you rely on a strong start in the new year at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Cheryl, we've got some kind of cool things going for this drive, do we not?
We sure do, Larry. Right now is such a great time to give because we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500. And this generous match is from current members, including a member in Cudahy. And it means that they will match every dollar you give.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So, hey, good time to double your support right now. It's a great opportunity. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Federal and state tax dollars do provide important funding for WPR programs like the Larry Mueller Show, and those come from listeners like you. But voluntary listener support is actually the biggest percentage of support for WPR programs.
Yeah, you make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio all possible. And because WPR matters to you, I hope you'll make a personal contribution to pay for that program, all the programs you listen to, as a matter of fact. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Speaking of quality and variety, the Larry Mueller Show, what an amazing program. Larry and Jill and Jane and Natalie put together for you every weekday afternoon, from consumer protection to gardening to travel to food. It's so amazing. Think of what this show has brought to you, and then know that it's listeners like you who make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, and it's members who make the programs possible.
Yeah, you get all these great shows because members, people like you who donate, kick in the largest amount of funding for our programs. And you know what? You can become a member right now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 a month or $100 in total or $10 a month, any amount, as a matter of fact, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This member drive, make a gift for the essential news and refreshing entertainment you enjoy year-round on Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll be entered to win a year of NPR-inspired coffee and wine and a Cheese of the Month Club membership. No contribution is necessary. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Coffee, Wine, and Cheese Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And maybe your contribution is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And giving to WPR, Larry, as you and I both know, it is so easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
That donation will come back to you every single day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888 202-252-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
And don't forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be doubled. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of Wisconsin Public Radio goes twice as far.
And we have an added bonus for supporting the programs you love. You're going to be entered in an exciting drawing. One lucky person will win NPR-inspired coffee and wine along with Wisconsin cheeses for a whole year.
Wow.
No, yeah, that's pretty good. I don't think you and I are eligible, though.
We're not, Larry.
Most everybody else is. And you don't have to contribute, by the way. You can go to WPR.org/drawing for details. But better yet, you're automatically entered when you get any amount at WPR.org at 888-202-2552. Sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It is so easy to set up monthly donations from either your bank account or your credit card. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it is a great way to provide ongoing support for all the programs that you love. We heard from Christy in Middleton, who said, I'm donating because I listen all the time. I especially love Larry Mueller. Larry, you certainly are an audience favorite. And Christy, thank you so much for your support of Larry's show and everything here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We also heard from Joy in Milwaukee, who says, I know it's almost winter, but I love, love, love Garden Talk. Well, Joy, thank you so much. We love, love, love your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We would love to hear from you during this year-end member drive. You've been listening all year. You've been enjoying Larry, maybe for many years, and maybe you're already a member. Thank you so much. But if not, become one today. It takes just a couple minutes. It's very easy. We just need a little bit of information from you. And it's like a vote of support for what you hear every weekday at 11 o'clock. 888-202-2552. Or you can pledge at WPR.org. Thank you.
And thanks very much if you've already contributed. If you haven't, well, do it right now as we talk with our guests from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Michelle Reinen back with us, Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor with the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle, good to see your face.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be here and see your face as well.
And it's good to see Laura Sutherland as well. Laura, hi, by the way.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having us on. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Laura's the administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. So talk with them about all kinds of scams that are going on. Unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff that happens at this time of the year. You have a category of consumer complaints that are grouped under the term, I think it's grandparent scams. What are those?
Oh, we sure do, Larry, unfortunately. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past. This grandparent scam is really an imposter scam where a scam artist reaches out and tries to fake a family emergency, and they try to hit our Wisconsin seniors, if you will, and let them know that they're either acting as the grandchild on the call or they're indicating that there's some kind of emergency and the grandchild can't call on their own behalf. And can you help out? It can be a law enforcement issue where they might be in jail, or it could be a medical emergency, or just even some kind of car crash or accident, if you will. And given that we are in a different time and different environment right now with the pandemic, it doesn't change the scam artist tactics. If anything, they're trying to play on the pandemic as well. And so even if your friends and family will be staying home this holiday season, we want to make sure that relatives are talking to one another and they're letting each other know what those plans are, letting the grandparents know, you know, will they be staying home? So that way they can't be fooled by a scam artist during this time. And we want to make sure it's not done just using social media, because the scam artists certainly use any public posting that's out there to take advantage and execute this scam as well. So keep that information private, put those privacy settings up on your social media accounts so the information can't be used to a scam artist's advantage. Make sure if you get one of these calls that you slow down, ask these questions of the stranger, like, what is it that they got for a birthday present last year, you know, type situation,
yeah.
If, you know, if they're trying to be the grandchild. But the best thing to do is just hang up, contact a family member and do a check-in. And the reason why that's important is a scam artist always wants to keep this very private and secretive. Like, it's a big deal that shouldn't be shared. And that's a huge red flag in this circumstance. So reaching out to other family members, having conversations up front are really going to go a long way in preventing this scam from happening to individuals.
Okay. We have a call online, Mary in Pewaukee, up now with a question. Mary, hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Thank you. I was just trying to make myself some brunch. yes. What happened to me just yesterday was that I had looked at Marketplace on Facebook, and something that seemed too good to be true, so that right there is a red flag. And I said, you know, is this still for sale? And I am interested, and I'd like to take a look at it. First of all, more pictures. And then so a very quick from like an auto place said, email me at this address. I did. I got more photos. It was like perfect for a very inexpensive price. I actually talked back and forth with this person. They were saying that they were in the military and they would not be able to talk to me by phone because they're in training, and that the item, which happened to be a small camper, real cute, was there, and they would have it shipped through eBay. So you had to buy eBay gift cards, and so just don't fall for it. I then got back to Facebook and told them scam. There's some dots there at the top of your Marketplace that tells you other things that you can do, and you can report it. So
yeah,
that's
good information. Thank you for that. Laura, comment on that?
Well, she has been listening to our show, Larry, because she followed all the right tips. She asked questions. She verified information. She wanted to talk to them, and they wouldn't talk to her. So that's always a red flag. And then the tried and true pay me with a gift card tells you that that is a scam. So I'm glad that she reported it. I'm glad she called in to tell us about it. But absolutely, Facebook Marketplace is a great place to find that mirror that you've been always looking for, but it's also a place where there are people who are looking to take your money, take your identity, and it still requires diligence. So if you can verify the authenticity of the individual, the authenticity of the document, the authenticity of the item that you're trying to buy, you're really it's really incumbent on you to do that. And again, if they are asking you to pay in a form of payment that you can't trace, you're just going to have to pass on that mirror and look for it someplace else, because it is definitely a scam. Thanks for calling in with that.
Yeah, thanks very much for that call. I can verify the authenticity of Cheryl Gasser, who does a wonderful job here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And I see her coming right back onto the screen here to talk about our year-end member drive here at the Ideas Network. You count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. Your gift right now makes a big difference both this year and into the future as we head into 2021. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And how's our dollar-for-dollar match going?
We are doing well, Larry. For listeners who don't know, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500 in effect. Most of that money is still on the table, so there's a chance for you to double your gift. When you give $25, it turns into $50. When you give $150, it's like giving $300. So take advantage of this match. Double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs like The Larry Miller Show. When you give, do it right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, on The Larry Miller Show, we focus on how to make your life better every day. We have a lot of practical advice to topics that affect our communities as well. We talk about Wisconsin wildlife, interesting things going on at the university and the state. And today we're talking about consumer protection. And I know our consumer experts have saved many, many thousands of dollars through their appearances on this show, Laura and Michelle. They do a great job. Hearing from experts like them about how to keep your important information safe and secure, it is so important.
It really is. And you make the show possible when you join in the conversation with your questions and your comments and your financial support during this year-end member drive. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really does keep the show going strong.
And the easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. That means that your monthly gift, whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month, any amount you choose, it will continue month after month, year after year. So why not get started right now? It'll feel great at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Dr. Dipashin Afsaria. I'm an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin, and I'm founding medical director of Reach Out and Read Wisconsin. What we do through Reach Out and Read is use primary care checkups and hand the book directly to the child. It tells me more than my stethoscope does. Does a child hold that book out to their parent in that read-to-me gesture? That tells me volumes about the child's development. Building of skills in adults is really what's at the heart of this program.
Do two good things at once when you support WPR programs and ask for the Reach Out and Read Books for Kids thank you gift. Give $10 a month or more. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Miller here with Cheryl Gasser. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this year-end member drive is so, so, so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And whatever amount you choose will be doubled because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. We still have $2,600 to go to meet that grant. So please, your pledge will be doubled thanks to generous current members, including a member in Cudahy. Their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you can double the impact of your gift right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member of WPR, of course, thank you so much. Your ongoing monthly contributions give us a reliable stream of funding for the programs that you enjoy.
And as you reflect on the things that have added value to your life this year, take this opportunity to increase your monthly support by a few dollars a month. We'd be so happy to help you do just that. Just go to WPR.org or give us a call, 888-202-2552.
And remember, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, so please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And make your support of WPR go twice as far.
And this member drive, you can also choose that great Reach Out and Read thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more. That will provide books to children during their doctor visits. And when you give that $10 a month, it's doubled. So it's like giving $20. Make your donation now. Choose the Reach Out and Read thank you gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Matt in Central Wisconsin says he enjoys this program in particular and also Chapter a Day. He even says they're a treasured part of his life. Susan, yeah, isn't that nice?
That's so sweet. I love our listeners.
Yeah, Susie in Oxford says, oh, Larry and his guests bring me down to earth, real world information that makes my life better. Well, thank you, Larry, Susie.
You really do make our lives better. And because you listen to Larry during the week, because you enjoy Garden Talk on Friday or maybe Saturday morning, we're asking you to give a gift right now. It's so very important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your gift will be doubled. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network as we take a look at consumer scams with our two experts, Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Division of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Do you have a question about maybe protecting your identity? Maybe it's a scam that's somebody tried to pull on you. I hope you'll join in. That number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. You know that the imposter scams are always reinventing themselves, and there's been a number related to COVID-19. Tell us about the ones involving, let's take the ones involving Social Security. Laura, do you want to do that?
Yes, I can talk about that, of course. So that's right. We are seeing the same imposter scams that we often see, but in the context of COVID, there's so much vulnerability in the community, right? And there's often a lot of government surplus programs to address the economic insecurity, the housing insecurity, all kinds of things. And that's where imposters like to roam, is in those areas where the government is giving us help. So they pretend like they're the government. And what we're seeing is a lot of imposter scams around Social Security. They're pretending to be part of the Social Security Administration. They're trying to get access to your Social Security number and your money. So we're seeing these hit our consumer protection hotline. And here's what folks need to know. You can't trust your caller ID, unfortunately. Scams calls can show up on your caller ID as Social Security Administration and look like the agency's real number, but it's not the Social Security Administration that's calling you. Your Social Security number is not about to be suspended, and your bank accounts are not about to be seized. So whatever you do, don't verify your Social Security number or any personal information to anyone who calls you out of the blue. If you already did, contact our hotline at 1-800-422-7128, and we can talk to you about how to protect your credit and your identity. But just know that the Social Security Administration will never call and threaten you and threaten your benefits and tell you to wire money or send you cash or put money onto gift cards. So know that your Social Security card number is safe. If you have concerns about it, you can go directly to the Social Security Administration yourself and call them, but certainly don't respond to an unsolicited call, because that is almost assuredly a scam.
Yeah. A listener emailed that they received a scam call to replace their paper Medicare and Social Security cards with plastic. And the caller asked for the Medicare and Social Security number so they could put it in plastic for them. Well, that listener did not do that. So there's another one. Oh, my goodness. Joanne in Milwaukee has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Joanne.
Good morning. And I'm listening to the show. I get a call, and it is, it said it was from Amazon support that $379 has been charged to my Visa card. And if this is incorrect, I should call 1-855-584-1135. Has this been going on a lot?
Michelle, what do you think?
Well, we certainly have heard a lot of consumers receiving calls from various large, well-known companies trying to get consumers to engage with them. If you are at all concerned about a Visa card and if there has been a charge to it, take your credit card, flip it over, call the number on the back. Don't call the number that they left you related to Amazon support or your credit card. Use your well-known, reliable information to inquire. Or if you do online monitoring of your account, certainly go in there and check to see if that $379 had been charged inappropriately, and then you can follow that way. But we encourage consumers not to respond to these random robocalls that are really broad-based with these well-known popular companies, because they're just trying to target and get any one consumer that they can that would be concerned about the message that they've received. So go ahead and flip that credit card over and call the number on the back if you're concerned. Otherwise, just disregard.
And thanks for calling, Jan. Appreciate it. Irene and Slinger will go to you now. Hi, Irene.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. On Thanksgiving Day, I received a call, and the man in broken English said he was from Medicare. And I said, "You're calling on Thanksgiving Day?" "Well, yes, I have a job." And then I thought that was kind of weird. And so I talked a little bit with him, and he said that we were going to be getting a new Medicare card because of the COVID, and he wanted my number that was on my Medicare card. And I wouldn't give him that because I said, "This is just a scam." Have you had any calls about that?
Oh, I bet there have been some calls. Yeah, we sort of had a call, a listener email just during the show about that. But Lara, have you been seeing those kinds of complaints coming in?
We see complaints like this quite often. And she was hot on this scammer's trail, asking you for the number that they want you to give you is always a good sign that they're trying to get a number out of you that they shouldn't. That you shouldn't give out. But I, you know, the other thing I like to say is the government doesn't have time to be calling people on Thanksgiving Day as a general matter. And usually when the government wants to reach out to you, they're going to send you a letter first, and you can follow up with the numbers and the information that you trust. So anytime somebody's calling you out of the blue, particularly if it's from the government, chances are it's a scam. We just don't have that kind of time on our hands. So.
There you go, Irene. And thanks. You were smart. Thank you very much for calling. You can join in too, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us as well at ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call from Samantha in Whitehall. Hi, Samantha.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Anyway, I've gotten this call several different times. Well, two different calls, but it's from the IRS. They're telling me that I owe this back money for non-payment of taxes. And I've told them, you know, that after the second time that my stepmom is a public account CPA, she does this for a living, she's paid my taxes, so leave me alone. But then they keep calling and harassing me. And then the other one is from, like, for my social security number, someone has been taking my information and they, like, apparently bought a car and then left it at the border by Texas, the Mexico border, and all different things. And I'm like, no, I almost started to give them my social security number. And I'm like, I stopped midway. I didn't even finish it. And I'm like, no, I'm done with you.
Well, that was a good thing to be done with her, I think, Michelle.
That was a great thing to be done. So I'm very glad you stopped giving the number. You explained that scam really well, because it's the traditional Social Security Administration one without the COVID twist, as we've seen recently. But it's that your card has been involved in criminal activity down at the border. And if you don't do some confirmation and verification, they're going to suspend that number. And people react to that. They don't want to be in trouble with government. They certainly don't want any potential benefits coming their way to be cut off or interfered with or suspended. So it's great that you stopped. These are robocalls. These are scams that are being sent across the nation. Both of them are very traditional in nature, the IRS and Social Security, in that they are playing with large government and that fear of being in conflict with government, and you don't want that. So don't engage with these is our best advice. You know, as you engage with the IRS and give out family information that your stepmom's a CPA, they have more to come back at you with, and they will continue to call to just see if they can trip you up to give out information. So our best advice is to not answer. If you do answer, hang up the phone and don't give out any information. As Lara mentioned in an earlier call, if you have any trouble with either one of these agencies, they're going to start with a letter. They're not going to make those phone calls to you. So good job hanging up.
Good job. Peg in Stoughton, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Peg. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm wondering, does Social Security send emails unsolicited? We just got one today that looked like it was from Social Security Administration, and it said your submission status has been updated and that we should go into our Social Security account and check on that. Does that sound legit?
Did they give you a spot to go to, or did they just say go to a spot, the spot?
No, they gave you something to click on, a site to click on. And we haven't done that yet because we're not sure.
I wouldn't click on that spot. Would you, Laura?
No, and that's a good instinct to avoid that and ask that question. The Social Security Administration is likely going to send you a letter if there's a concern. But anytime you get an unsolicited email with a link in it, that could be all kinds of danger for you, right? Because it could infect your computer with malware and wreak all kinds of havoc. You know, again, the best thing to do if you get a solicitation like this and you are concerned, you're concerned that maybe there is something wrong with the Social Security number or your account, just reach out independently to the Social Security Administration, go to their website, use their contact information, and let them know that you have some concerns. Don't respond to these unsolicited texts. They're so frequent, they're so common, and they're almost always a scam.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling, Peg. Appreciate your call. I always appreciate it when Cheryl Gasser comes by as well for Wisconsin Public Radio, because it's our year-end member drive, and she always has a big smile on her face, and she's happy to see us. And I wish you could see her right now, as a matter of fact, because she's got a big smile. Your support is vital to all the programs on WPR. It's the largest source of funding, so take a couple of minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, that dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member in Cudahy, will double every dollar you give. There's never been a better time to give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio, to give a gift during this year-end drive. You can double the impact of your gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we have our consumer experts on to talk about scams. And I, as I mentioned earlier, I know people have told me that they have learned and saved money by listening to the advice. And I bet your life is enriched by it as well. How is this all unique to Wisconsin Public Radio? I don't think anybody else does this kind of programming. We're listener supported. That means that when you give at WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And it will be doubled during this dollar-for-dollar match. So please know that everyone should make the gift that works for them. And that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month. And if so,
or
maybe that's... Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, we're having a lot of fun here. And you know what? I don't remember what I pay for cable right now, but I know it's quite a bit. And my family phone plan, that amounts to a lot, too. Maybe you pay a bunch, too. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. So put a value on it, like the other things that are important to you, and then just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I decided to become a sustainer because instead of writing that one check every year, I thought, I don't want to have to worry, did I remember to do it? How much did I give before? Just set it up and let it flow and know that it's happening. I feel much better knowing that without my being able to screw up, WPR is getting that support regularly.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
Yeah, just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, it might be $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount.
And your gift right now, it says, I value this program. I want more of it. It makes me think. It gives me important information. It makes me laugh. I think you do all those things on the Larry Mueller Show every week. You get to fill in the blank with how this show makes you feel. And those feelings are powerful. And you make a powerful statement when you support what you value and what you believe in. So give now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Still time to get in for our dollar for dollar match. It's still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your support of Wisconsin Public Radio go twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you will be entered into one of the coolest drawings, Larry, I think we've ever had on WPR. One lucky person will win an NPR-inspired coffee and wine for a year, along with Wisconsin cheeses for a full year. Coffee, wine, and cheese. You'll be entered into that drawing. One lucky winner. Larry and I can't win, but you can. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer making ongoing monthly gifts, we enter you automatically. Good luck.
And yeah, and if you're not a sustainer, why not become one right now? It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or phone in 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Aaron in La Crosse says, I'm giving to support excellence and the critical need for trusted sources of information. Aaron, thank you. And Rob in Cornucopia says, I want to keep fine programming going strong and help us get through to a better future. You could make that future bright.
Your gift is very powerful. It makes it really makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Taking a look at consumer scam issues with our experts from the Division of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland. Always fun to have them come by. And certainly, I was going to give the phone number, but all the lines are filled right now. So maybe we'll just go to the phones. And Tom in Tony, Wisconsin, we'll give you a chance now. Tom, hi. Thanks for calling.
And thank you for taking my call. These miserable people are no more than thieves. And I'm wondering, do they ever get caught? And what happens to them?
That's a good question. Michelle, you want to comment?
They have gotten caught. We work with our National Consumer Protection partner, the Federal Trade Commission, and other federal agencies as well, and our state partners in identifying who these individuals are. And a number of them have been prosecuted. They either have tremendous fine civil forfeitures that they need to pay. Some have served time or served time. A very significant action that happened was back with the IRS scam, where a number of international call rings were broken up through international relations, even because it happened in India. So it does take time. It is frustrating for consumers because they don't always see that. But it's so important that you continue to report the activities that you experience, because working together, these individuals are caught and the actions do stop. Then what happens is other individuals come along behind them and try and repeat the activity. So while one is caught, there's another one happening over here. So it's a continuous movement situation.
And thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Steve in Madison, we'll go to you. Hi, Steve.
Thank you, Larry. I'm wondering if consumer protection has seen the abuse in terms and conditions. We've all kind of become immune to even reading those as they become longer and longer. For example, my bank has a 25,000-word terms and conditions that as you're going to pay your bills, they come up with a new one, and you kind of dismiss it so you can go and finish what you came in there to do. But it's over 100 screens full of small type that, you know, even if you have a PhD, it's going to be challenging to read through all that. But I found a new level of abuse with this. In enrolling for a free trial of a skincare product, you know, you are contracting for some a shipping charge that's nominal, and it as you complete the order, it there's something, I accept the terms and conditions, except there's no link to terms and conditions. You have to go back a few pages to find that link. And if you, the only way you discover that is that you start seeing charges of $89.95 a month on your credit card for stuff that you agreed to implicitly by accepting the terms and conditions. It's a huge gotcha. And when you go to the credit card to claim fraud, they say, well, you agreed to it, so it's not fraud. And so I'm wondering if your representatives have seen these examples of terms and conditions having embedded contractual terms that are very hard for the consumer even to find, and even harder to cancel because you don't even know you've agreed to it until the charges start showing up.
Yeah. Let's hear from Lara. Do you want to comment? Or?
Yes. So thanks for that call. And I agree with the premise of it, that these terms and conditions are getting longer and longer and very hard to follow. And, you know, we still have tools in our toolbox to address deception and misrepresentation. So let me just say at the outset, it sounds like it would be worth filing a complaint and having us look at it. But more broadly, if there is a bait and switch, you know, they're not disclosing properly how their terms and conditions work, that could be a violation of one of our laws. There's also issues around what we call negative option, where you are negatively opted into a continuing subscription or a continuing service that without being properly disclosed. So there are laws around that as well. So absolutely, these terms and conditions are getting more and more complicated, but they still have to be obvious enough to the consumer that they know what they're accepting. So a couple things, you know, we encourage people to read return information, refund information, make sure you understand subscription items before you accept things. And then what you've described is that there was information that was embedded in a way that you couldn't understand it. You know, that could be deceptive conduct and certainly worth having us take a look at it.
And Laura, how do you do that? I was just going to ask you how to go ahead and give us the phone number and the email or the website address.
That's right. So you can call us at 1-800-422-7128. That's our hotline. And they can answer questions for you. you can go to our website and file a complaint, which I encourage you to do, and that is www.datcp.gov. And you can also, wi.gov. I hope I didn't screw that up. Sorry, you guys.
Let's do it again.
datcp.wi.gov. And then you can file a complaint at dadcaphotline@wisconsin.gov. Lots of information there.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve, for that call. Ken in Kakana, it's your turn. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, Larry. I would like to know, how do you stop or block these calls? I get numerous a day. You got to check and listen to the phone ring. I just want to know how to not have my phone ring when these scammers call. Who do you contact?
Michelle, a comment?
Yeah, so there's a couple different options depending upon the type of phone line that you have. If you have a smartphone, there's a lot of different apps that you can download and help block the calls. And if they are updated regularly, you want to look at that. They will get new numbers every night from the Federal Trade Commission. If you have a smartphone or voice over internet provider, VoIP, those telecommunications providers, actually all of them, even a landline, have to follow through with what's called the TRACE Act. And that passed almost a year ago now, December of 2019, where the telecommunications providers are required to authenticate the number of the call that's coming through. And if they can't do that successfully using these particular protocols, then they can block the number. So some of them are further along with this authentication process than others based on the technology available. And so you can contact your provider to see what's going on with the TRACED Act and the call blocking that they're supposed to be doing and authenticating. And the landline is further behind in that technology just because of the type of technology there is with switches and things. So
sure.
That's where I say the smartphone and the VoIP providers are just contacting them. You may have more success. But, you know, those are your three options. The other is your phone itself may have a blocking mechanism where you can be entering the numbers. So there's kind of three alternatives there. And I would say triple down.
triple down. There you go. And thanks, Ken, very much for that call. Appreciate it. Here we are getting up to the top of the hour. Cheryl Gasser comes back to be with me to talk with you about our year-end member drive here on the Ideas Network. Your financial support foundation for all the great talks you enjoy here every single day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for 2020. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, I've got some great news. We met. We actually exceeded our dollar for dollar match. Thank you so much to the current members, including the Cudahy member who doubled contributions this hour. But there's still room for you. There's still time for you to make a gift in support of The Larry Mueller Show and everything you enjoy on WPR. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I hope you're enjoying the program you're hearing now with our two guests, Michelle Ryden and Laura Sutherland, who come by every other month or so to talk with you about consumer scams and consumer issues. It's the kind of programming that we like to do during that 11 to 12:30 time slot. And I tell you what, we are listener supported. We rely on you a lot. And when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this program and many other programs possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and then make your gift.
You know, Larry, one of the things I love about your show and that we hear from listeners all the time is the variety of topics. It might be consumer protection or home improvement or auto repair or gardening, or you might be talking with a Wisconsin author about their latest book. And speaking of books, during this member drive, we have a very special gift. You can ask for one of the Reach Out and Read thank you gifts when you give $10 a month or more.
Yeah, that's a great gift. Your donation to WPR will Power Essential News and Quality Entertainment, and your thank you gift will provide books to young children during their doctor visits. Thank you for making a difference for children in your community at WPR. Do it with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You may have bought some strange gifts.
Taxidermy bugs would be this probably the strangest gift.
And so my sister-in-law thought it would be hilarious to send us like a bacon subscription.
The strangest gift I ever got was a Sex Pistols tape that my uncle got me when I was 4.
Dirt. This holiday season, consider a much more practical gift. Support Wisconsin Public Radio today. Your year-end gift makes the news, talk, and music you rely on possible, and it's tax-deductible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your future self will thank you.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Coming up to the top of the hour, we'll be going to news, and then our guests will be coming back to be with us up until 12:20 today. So we're happy to have them back, but also really happy to have you listening and happy to have you supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. If you haven't contributed yet, now is the time to do it. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. If you've already contributed, thank you. If you haven't, do it right now. I'm Larry Mueller with Cheryl Gasser. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. We're talking about consumer issues with our guests from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, Laura Sutherland, one of them, administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle Ryden is Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor for the division. Great to have them both back. Maybe you need some advice on how to handle a consumer problem. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 800-642-1234, or email at ideas@wpr.org. And some callers online, so let's go to Gary in Brookfield next. Gary, hi, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Hey, I just wanted to mention that, yes, the Social Security Administration does send out emails if you're registered at My Social Security, but they will send out an email that will say, go into your My Social Security account and check the message they have in there for you. And that My Social Security website has had dual authentication for at least a couple of years now.
Ah, very good information. Gary, thank you so much. So you might get an email, but they're not giving you the place to go. And when you go, you're going to have a dual authentication to get to it. So, Gary, appreciate that information. Steve in Madison, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Larry. I have been signing up for Do Not Call lists for many years, and I was wondering, first of all, how that system works, and secondly, why it seems to not really stop that many calls. I think I probably get 10 scam calls a day, and they're getting more clever with those. They're doing them so that they're, you know, your local area code, and so it's hard to not pick up the phone and answer those calls.
Yeah, understood, Steve. Comment, Laura or Michelle, do you want to comment?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Do Not Call list was set up to stop telemarketers, those who are calling to sell you something, where consumers can make that choice that they don't want to be sold by the phone. What's happened in recent years is that scammers are just using auto dialers to broadcast, blanket, you know, the marketplace and try and steal your money and your information. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're trying to just get something from you. And these scammers, you know, regardless of a law in place, you know, when they're just trying to take from you, aren't following any protocols, any laws, anything that's in place. Again, they're just trying to get. So the do not call list is still active. It still works with businesses that are use the telephone to sell their goods and services. They have to register with the state of Wisconsin, obtain the list from the Federal Trade Commission, and then block those numbers when they're making phone calls, because those are consumers who don't want it. So if you receive a telephone call where someone is trying to sell you something, please report it so we can follow and make sure that that business is following the law and is registered. And then we always want you to report the scam calls, because that's a whole nother category that we're trying to do enforcement with our national consumer protection partners.
Yeah, Steve, thank you so much. Laura, there are some scams going on relating to vaccines. Already, we've got scams on those, I'm hearing. Is that true?
Vaccine trial scams, and yes. And, you know, it's really the lowest of the low. Here we are in a pandemic, and people are so scared for our health, and there are people trying to take advantage of this. So we are going to see researchers recruiting for legitimate COVID vaccine research in Wisconsin and wanting you to be part of a trial. And there are some legitimate ones out there. What we want to talk about are the how to avoid being scammed and falling into an illegitimate one. So if you're contacted or if you hear about one, you need to research, obviously, any vaccine trial that you might get involved in. If you see an advertisement for a study, you should do an online search with that study with the word scam or review or news to see if there's anything out there already about that trial that may raise some red flags and look like it's illegitimate. Of course, as we always say, don't click on any links and emails or messages or pop-up advertisements about these trials. You can volunteer for a trial for a research study, and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease at the National Institutes of Health runs a COVID-19 prevention network site. And on that site, volunteers can go and search where there are legitimate studies. So if you are interested in volunteering, we suggest that you go there at clinicaltrials.gov. There's a database that is managed by the NIH and the National Library of Medicine that is legitimate information that you can trust. And understand what kind of personal information the study might need. Screening questions for a vaccine trial, even for volunteers, are going to include some pretty sensitive information. They're going to ask, obviously, for your name, your number, your email address, your age, your gender, your race, your ethnicity, and obviously your medical history. So this is going to be a pretty invasive information. But legitimate trials should not ask you for social security numbers or financial information. So if you're involved in a trial and you start getting questions about your finances, that is a scam. You should never pay to participate in one of these. And of course, if you hear about any of these scams, please let us know at 1-800-422-7128.
And student loans are another area. I've got a daughter who'll be going to college next year. And there could be student loans in our future here, but there's another area where scammers are attracted. And what's the scam there, Michelle? Or Laura, let's go to you for that.
Yes, I love talking about student loans, as she knows. So, I mean, not because I think they're a great thing, but I want people to avoid getting scammed by them. So listen, the federal government through the CARES Act has provided resources to consumers or to student loan borrowers. And what they have done is deferred interest on some of your federal loans. What you should know about that is for the loans that are eligible for that relief, you don't have to do anything. It just happens. They stop it, the interest stops accruing, and then you don't need to pay. Unfortunately, not all the federal loans are eligible. So you do need to pay attention to what loans you have and see which ones you have to continue to pay and which ones are being put in deferment by the federal government. There are some student loan providers that are also putting them in, or private loan providers that are also offering some relief, and you should check with those providers as well. But what folks can do is there's a great hotline, let me see if I can find it here, that is put on by Ascendium, which is right here in our backyard. And it's the Wisconsin Student Loan Help Hotline. It's a free hotline, has lots of, it's manned by, staffed by some very, very knowledgeable folks, and they can walk you through this process and tell you what you need to know. And I'm not seeing the number right now, so when I find it, I'll let you know. But you know, there is some great relief out there. You just need to be paying attention to see what it is that falls into that relief and what doesn't fall into that relief.
You know, another area, a lots of gifts are going to be purchased this month, and I'm sure shoppers need to be aware of a few things when it comes to shopping in this manner. Michelle, do you want to address that?
Sure. When online shopping, which is the bulk of what's happening this year, we want to make sure that consumers are watching out for really too good to be true offers and pop-up vendors we've seen some real fake e-commerce behind these fake e-commerce sites. So make sure that you can validate that the company is legitimate. You know, check out how to contact them and follow up with them contact information-wise. Is there a phone number, an email address, some way of communicating with them other than this website that's just popped up? And then are the discounts that you're looking to get just too deep? Just way too good to be true, if you will, that would lead to this fake site. And then how do they want you to pay? You know, that's going to be a big indicator as well. Is the site secure? Will they take a credit card? Because there you have protections should the product not arrive, or maybe if it's not what it was represented to be. But if they move you over to a platform where you're just transferring money to them, wiring money, or paying by gift card only, some way we won't be able to track or trace or follow on, that's going to be another red flag to really worry about. And then the other scam that comes with really online shopping for consumers is these delivery notification scams. You know, we need to be real cautious as consumers to watch for the package delivery, make sure we get them and are tracking our packages, but don't fall for a fake email that says a package is waiting. You just need to verify this information, click this link, and tell me all about yourself. Usually these delivery notification scams tend to be very vague in nature, look like they're coming from a national shipping organization as opposed to the retailer you purchased the product from. And they don't tell you what is waiting to be delivered or any of that. And they want you to, again, click links and hand over your information as opposed to telling you about your delivery. So a couple of things with that online holiday shopping to be real cautious about, and, you know, take your time in evaluating that information. Call Consumer Protection and check things out.
There is another scam that involves pets, if I'm not mistaken. My poor Coco and Tiger, my two cats, are they going to be involved in something here? Or what's going on with this?
That would be funny. No, pets are not, they are not imposter pets out there, but they're imposter pet sellers. None that I know of. I mean, that would be a new twist. There are imposter pet sellers, and that is all of us are feeling a little lonely right now, and we're out there searching for some furry friends. And in so doing, there's some imposters out there trying to sell you pets they don't have. So the way the scam works is you find a pet that's nearby and you want to get it. And then lo and behold, they don't have that pet nearby, but they have one that's just far enough away that you can't go look at it and you can't verify that it's actually there. And that's your first red flag. And then they ask you to pay for things like shipping or other issues up front, and they ask you to pay in ways that you can't track. So those are all the telltale signs of a scam, and they're showing up in the pet world because a lot of us are looking for pets. So there's some really easy ways, you know. Do your research, call your veterinarian about the pet rescue that they say they are, Google them in with the word scam or fraud to see if anything comes up. You can call us to see if we have any complaints about them, but just go to trusted organizations that have pets that you know that you can verify, and be sure you go see the pet before you buy it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sell Tiger and Coco, so...
They'll be happy to hear that.
Laura and Michelle, it's always such a pleasure to have you with us today. Laura Sutherland and Michelle Ryden with the Division of Consumer Protection, excuse me, within our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And another voice I love to hear and a person I love to see is Cheryl Gasser. She's back with us here to talk about our Your End Member Drive. It's your chance to support the programs you count on every day on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch, they keep you informed and inspired. So your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end the year and look forward to 2021. And I think we're all looking forward to 2021, aren't we, Cheryl?
Absolutely, Larry. Absolutely. And, you know, if you've been listening all year, Larry has brought you some relief and some joy during what is a very challenging year for many of us, for all of us in one way or another. And that's worth your support. Keep these conversations going with your gift of any amount. There is no gift too small, no gift too large. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. And you can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thinking about those gifts, Jim Ward, and who helps us with our vehicles, and Scott Craven, who was just on yesterday, who loves to... hear from you as we talk about wildlife sightings, the weather guys, Steve Ackerman and John Martin, and the bird guy, Bill Volkert. They cover a lot of topics that are near and dear to your heart.
And they really are friends, Larry. You're a friend, you know, listening to you on the radio. Before I worked at WPR, I listened to you, and you were such a companion. And Scott Craven and, you know, Mel Myers, the list goes on, and you get so much information, but you also get a real sense of community. And we think that is worth your support, if any amount. Support the Larry Mueller Show and WPR. Help us put 2020 behind us and continue the year strong. You can make your gift at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
What kinds of things do you spend a dollar a day on?
I easily spend a dollar a day on coffee, even if I buy cheap coffee.
My gym membership I definitely spend probably more than a dollar a day on.
The bus.
Easily gum.
Spinach.
I spend a buck or two on a delicious treat every day, though I do share it with a friend often.
It's easy to spend a dollar a day, or even more, on things that are a part of your daily routine. What about Wisconsin Public Radio? Every day you get information and news that helps you understand the world. You also hear music that lifts your spirits and entertainment that makes you smile. So invest a dollar a day in Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Support the programs you love and help Wisconsin children, by the way, get a strong start in literacy at WPR.org or at 888 202-252-2022. This member drive, you can provide books to young children during their doctor visits. And just ask one of the reach out and thank you gifts when you do give $10 a month or more. Pretty good deal.
It really is. It's a great way to give back. You're supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and giving to children in your community and supporting literacy. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is how you contribute. And maybe you have been meaning to give all year long. You've been listening to Larry. You've been listening to Chapter a Day. You've been enjoying Wisconsin Public Radio around the clock on the weekends. Take a minute to think about what that is worth to you, and then make a year-end tax-deductible gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can listen to WPR every day for years, and guess what? You'll never get a bill. We don't count how many minutes you listen. We don't put a meter on your radio or your web stream. We use the adder system, don't we?
We absolutely do. And there's no amount that is not the perfect amount for you. You know, some people give $10 a month. Some people give $100 a month, and everywhere in between. And the nice thing is it's up to you. I don't know, Larry, if you have Netflix, but I do. And they're raising their prices by $1 a month, which I'm okay with because I love the content that I get from them. But I love WPR so much more, and it's worth so much more. So you don't have to, you know, put an amount on it, but think about what you pay for Netflix or Hulu or maybe your cell phone or your cable bill. And we ask you to come up with the number that is right for you and make your year-end gift now during the drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is your radio station, the one that wakes you up in the morning. It rides with you on your commute, keeps your company during the whole day. And as Cheryl says, the beauty of WPR is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs you enjoy. I know many first-time donors give $100, or maybe they give $10 a month. You just pick the amount that's right for you.
And at that $10 a month level, you can provide books to young children during their doctor visits when you ask for our reach out and read thank you gift, $10 a month or more. You can join in with your contribution now of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on, and that's why your support during this year end member drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it is $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. We know you value your time, and we value your time too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, it just takes couple of minutes, really. You tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how much you'd like to pay. And it's pretty quick and easy to do.
That's it. It's quick, easy, painless, and I guarantee you will feel better after you make your gift. You'll feel better moving from being a listener to being a member. And if you're a sustaining member, someone who makes ongoing monthly contributions, thank you so much for your support. Maybe today is the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, as Larry said, is the right amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have to go away here pretty quickly, but if you haven't made a contribution yet, I hope you'll do it now. Thank you so much if you've contributed during this drive. If you haven't, this is still a great time to do it. Just call 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org and make your contribution. I'm Larry Mueller with Cheryl Gasser. Thanks again if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now. And stay with us.